Hallelujah. Let all the overcomers who are here this morning shout in loudness, hallelujah. How many people are here for sudden, uncommon breakthroughs? Paul and Silas in the prison, not caring the kind of conditions they were. The Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas sang praises to God and prayed. Their praises sent an earthquake of deliverance. I want you to sing the kind of praises to God now, seven songs that will bring earthquake of deliverance. The louder you sing it, the better. To be quite honest with you, as you are singing this song, the miracle power of God will begin to flow into your lives. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your hand, your hand, your hand. Thank you, Jehovah. Oh yes, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah. We praise your name. We praise your name. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah. Sing it loud and clear. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. We. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, the owner of my soul. Alpha Omega, you are worthy to be praised in all generations. There is no one like you. Alpha Omega, you are worthy to be. Thank you, Jesus. Alpha Omega, you are worthy to be praised in all generations. There is no one like you. Alpha Omega, what is it? Thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Alpha Omega, we are worthy to be praised in all generations. There is no one like. Oh yes, oh yes, Alpha Omega. You are worthy to be praised, oh Lord. To be, yeah, worthy to be praised, oh Lord. You are worthy to be praised, oh Lord. To be. Jehovah Jireh, you are worthy to be praised. Jehovah Nissi, you are worthy to be. You are worthy to be praised, oh Lord. You are worthy to be praised, oh Lord. Jehovah Jireh, you are worthy to be praised. Jehovah Nissi, you are worthy to be. Thank you, Jesus, the owner of my soul. Alpha Omega, you are worthy to be praised. In all generation, there is no one like you. Alpha Omega, you are worthy to. Thank you, thank you. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Omega, you are worthy to be praised. In all generation, there is no one like you. Alpha Omega, you are. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. He reigns, He reigns, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He reigns, He reigns, He reigns. Oh yes, we give glory to the Lord. Adoration, adoration to the Lord, He reigns. Adoration to the Lord, He reigns. He reigns, He reigns, He reigns. Adoration to the Lord, He reigns. Hallelujah, adoration to the Lord. Adoration to the Lord, He reigns. He reigns. Adoration to the Lord. Majunine nasi ebube, ebube Jehovah. si ebube ebube Jehova mara mara ma dunile na si ebube Jehova mara ma madunile na si ebube ebube Jehova mara mara ma dunile na si ebube ebube Jehova Oba iye ogo ye ona alagbara torubanuja oba iye oba iye ogo ye ona alagbara to your hand oba iye oba iye ogo ye ona torubanuja mi lo torubanuja mi lo oba iye I have a father who will never ever fail me. I have a father who will never ever fail me. Jesus is my father, he will never ever fail me. Rock of ages, never ever fail. I have a father. Hallelujah, your God's grace is never. I have a father. Never fail me. Jesus is my father. He will never, never fail me. Your God's grace is never. I have a father who will never, ever fail me. I have a father who will never, ever fail me. Jesus is my father. Who will never ever fail. Rock of ages, never. Sing it loud and clear. Jesus is my father. Who will never ever fail me. Rock of ages, never ever. Shout hallelujah. All eyes closed. Listen very carefully to these prophetic words. And I want you to mark these words. Several people have come here to this meeting crying. The Lord said I should tell you that within the next 10 days, the issue that has brought you crying shall bring you testimonies. Listen, beloved, the Lord said there are people here today, right now, some network of strong men are sitting on your breakthroughs. One by one, they shall be unseated. One by one, they shall be unseated. Listen, beloved, there are parents here today, they are so worried about what the enemy is doing to your children. Listen very carefully. Within the next 10 days, the power of salvation shall fall upon those children. Not only that, they themselves will have a revelation of Jesus Christ, which will turn their lives around. Also, there are people here. You have come here with very, very bad medical condition. And the report is very bad. I have information for you from the headquarters that those people who said what they said, although what they said is true, but there is somebody who has an overruling power. And those things have now been overruled. By the time you depart from this meeting, you'll be another man, another woman. Listen, beloved, there are people here today too. The Lord, in His mighty way, is going to usher you into greater wealth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Before you sit down now, There is a prayer I want you to pray. Pray it with holy violence. Pray it with boiling anger. Pray it with all your heart. And that prayer will now lead us to our song. Can you shout this the way I'm going to shout my own? My fellow! My Herod. My Goliath. Can you shout this with holy anger? Hear the word of the Lord. Down in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to declare that. Something is happening here already. Basepante de kaya boshanda. Ribosepande kaya boshente rabakaya bokunta. Aha, aha. Thou power of God. Begin to move from person to person here. Let every yoke of the enemy be broken to pieces. Let it be broken to pieces. Let it be broken to pieces. In the name of Jesus. Masika poya bosh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Raise up your two hands to the heavens and solemnly you sing this one. Power must change in my life. No matter what the devil say, hallelujah, power must change in my life. Hallelujah, no matter what the devil miss, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, power must change us in my life. Hallelujah, no matter what the devil may, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, power must change in my life. Hallelujah, no matter what. Father, we thank you for this day and we praise your holy name for bringing us here. Thank you because of your mighty hand. Thank you because of your mighty power. Thank you because it is by the anointing that the yoke is destroyed. Thank you for what you are already doing here today and thank you for what you shall do after today. We thank you for what you shall do inside today. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, any problem that has made the mistake of following anyone here shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus. Father, lay your hands upon each and everyone here so that your name and your name alone will be glorified. I prophesy upon your life that the kind of testimony they say you will not share, you will share it in the name of Jesus. The kind of places the enemy says you will not go, you will get there in the name of Jesus. The kind of position the enemy says you will never reach, the power of God will take you there. And by the power in the blood of Jesus, every environmental enemy surrounding your life shall be scattered. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. A loud hallelujah. This is 2007. I'd like you to prophesy into the life of seven persons. Look at somebody straight in there. I say, my friend, your legs shall carry you to your place of destiny. In the name of Jesus. Say it to seven persons. Thank you, Jesus. Shout hallelujah. Now prophesy to the life of three persons. Say, my friend, God will bless those who bless you. In the name of Jesus. Three persons. Amen. Three persons again. Say, my friend, God will curse those who curse you. In the name of Jesus. Shout a loud hallelujah. Let's have a seat. God bless you. I'd like you to listen to me very carefully this morning, because the Lord has asked us to go back to a particular message. That what he asked to do on that message, he has not even started to do. Therefore, I'd like you to listen to me very, very carefully. There is a particular society that specializes in destruction. There is a particular organization that meets for destiny destruction. There is a particular society where kindness is a strange word. There is a gathering that takes place every hour where wickedness is the only point on the agenda. And when we say wickedness, wickedness varies. The enemy that steals your books is a wicked enemy. But the one that steals your brain is a worse enemy. That one is a more wicked enemy. The enemy that steals your furniture is a very bad enemy indeed. But the one that steals your home is a more wicked enemy. There is a gathering where the agenda is wickedness. There is a club where death, destruction, manipulation is the order of the day. There is an association where destiny wastage is the order of the day. There is a gathering where organized destruction and soul trading is the order of the day. There is an evil parallel judiciary that judges wrong as right and right as wrong. This society is responsible for any tragedy that leads to mass destruction and bloodshed. This society is known as the coven. A coven. So what we want to deal with this morning here? Liberating the coven prisoners. In Psalm 74 verse 20. Psalm 74 verse 20. This is why I like you to listen very carefully, so you know what to do when the time comes. Psalm 74 verse 20. Are we there? Psalm 74 20. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. The dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. Beloved, that passage is pregnant with meanings. Number one, there are some places on earth that the Bible calls dark places. By dark places, it doesn't mean that there is no electric light. Darkness, according to the Bible, is simply the absence of divine light. Simply the absence of light. There are dark places in this earth. You may not believe it. It may sound strange to you. Your faith preaching pastor may even tell you that there is nothing like that. But it doesn't really matter whether he believes it or not. There are places that are dark in this world. And the Bible says that place is full of the habitations of cruelty. What they do there is wickedness. And this is a worldwide problem. Unfortunately, the words of prophet Hosea has come to pass again. My people perish for lack of knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge. One sister got married to a particular family. The family had 5 men. The first man got married. He had 5 girls. Second man got married. He had 4 girls. Third man got married. He had 3 girls. Fourth one got married. He had 2 girls. The last man now got married. The sister that got married to that man now said, I must break this circle in this family. So she started praying. She prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And for the first time, she had a male child in the family. But from the day that baby was born, no peace. The baby cried and cried and cried and cried. They could not stop the baby from crying. The crying became so bad. The husband had to leave their room because he could not even stand the crying. This baby will cry, cry, cry with all his power. One night, the sister now put the baby at the center of their sitting room and started praying. She said, Father, what is wrong with this baby? What is the problem? She started praying. All of a sudden, as she was praying, an angel of God appeared to her and said, Daughter, you want to know why the baby is crying? You have to follow me somewhere. The angel held her hand and off they went. As if through very far place, as if they were traveling with a fast aeroplane. And then, after this long traveling, they landed in a place. Where they landed, they found people in black wrappers in a circle. All of them had whips in their hands. And there was a baby at the center. They were all whipping the baby. And the baby was crying there. And the angel turned to the sister. He said, do you recognize that baby? Say yes. So that's your baby. Take the baby. As you move forward to take the baby, one woman broke out of the circle and said, you, this woman, what we have placed on this family for years, you think you have a strong get to remove it? Then you can't. You can't. We must kill the baby. The angel said, don't talk to her. Just take the baby. So she took the baby. Again, and they came back to the sitting room. And immediately she opened her eyes. The baby stopped crying. Amen. Question. What was that meeting where the angel took her? That is the coven. A coven. Listen, beloved. When a person is a prisoner of a coven, there will be plenty of terrible things happening. One man, a long time ago, when Martin of Fire started in 1989, he said he had a dream. And in the dream, he found himself in a courtroom. And the judge was very angry. And the judge said, our sentence is that you are going to become mad. And the man said, please, I don't want to become mad. What have I done? But when he looked carefully at the face of the judge, it was his last daughter. Ha! He said, my daughter. Why? He said, well, daddy, you see, we need to discipline you. Because in the house, when you serve food, you give my sisters meat. They give me bones. The man said, no problem. Beginning from now, I'll begin to give you chicken, a whole chicken. But I don't want to run mad. The girl said, too late. Judgment. And somebody hit his head with a stick. Bah! He felt it to real life. And he ran into the streets naked. It was after prayer, when he now became normal, he remembered the dream. We now said, go and bring your daughter. She brought this girl. And I said, you made your father mad? He said, yes. Any question again? Amen. So any question again? So you people have delivered him. So what else?
Those are characteristics of coven powers. This is a very, very serious situation. And we need to deal with this situation here today. When somebody is a prisoner of a coven, they station you for disgrace. When I was an ignorant Christian, I didn't know anything there. Something happened one day and I prayed not to see it again. But because I lacked knowledge at that time, I couldn't do anything to help. It's a coven arrow of disgrace. If I know what I knew now, then I will stop it from happening. Marriage ceremony. They had already wedded the couple. And they were dancing out of the church. You know the wedding dancers? They got outside. Immediately they got outside. And they wanted to start the pictures. The bride took hold of her gown and tore it. Right there on the spot. She became insane. It's a coven disgrace. That's why the message is very clear. You have to stop them before they stop you. If you don't stop them, they will stop you. They have no mercy or kindness in their agenda. Turn to three persons, say, stop them before they stop you. Shout it loud and clear. A coven is an invisible society. The inhabitants there, they are wicked spirits, satanic agents, and forces that are opposed to light. A coven is a coordinating center for demonic activities. It's a demonic base where planning, logistics, and directives are given to demonic supervisors to execute their plans on human beings. There is no community that is free of these covens. That is black or white or whatever color, they are there. That's why if you run away from Nigeria, you say, well, I don't like what they are doing to me here. I want to run away to somewhere else. If you're a coven prisoner here, by the time you get there, they just transfer your case file. That's all. And those ones over there, they are more devastatingly dangerous than our own. A coven is a dispatch center where satanic soldiers take off for the human realm. A coven is a committee of darkness. It's an assembly of the enemy held regularly for destructive purposes. It's a meeting place of spirits and their human agents. Don't waste your time. You cannot pacify witchcraft powers. You cannot beg witchcraft powers. They are not going to repent. Just know that one. Going to the village to go and give them gifts so that they will leave you alone. You are just wasting your time. They will take another corner and transfer you to another coven. The coven is the origin of every evil projection into human life. And the Bible gives us very good description, but it's again, it's ignorance. In the popular Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. I know there is somebody here this morning. By the time you pray the first prayer point after this message, the problem of long years will just vanish. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. I want us to read it together. In fact, you are supposed to know it from the top of your memory. Are we there? Let's go, let's read together. It says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. So there is a place of judgment that tongues rise against us. There are places where tongue rises against human beings in judgment. That place where that tongue rises up to judge you is called the coven. That's why it happens. And the Bible didn't say you should pacify them. The Bible didn't say you should beg them. What did they ask you to do? Condemn. That's what the Bible says. It's not Dr. Lukoya that wrote the Bible. It's there, you can see it. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. He didn't say thou shalt pacify, thou shalt beg, thou shalt give gifts. No, thou shalt condemn. When the Bible says in the popular Psalm 2, why do the nations so furiously rage together? Why do the people imagine a vain thing? Say, the kings of the earth rise up and they took counsel together against the Lord and against his anointing. Say, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their yokes from us. The Bible said the Lord will use a rod of iron to scatter them. It didn't say the Lord will pacify them. It didn't say the Lord will beg them to stop. So he shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. That's what the Bible says. So the kings of the earth rise up and they took counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. That gathering where they are taking the counsel together is a coven. It's clear in the Bible. Look at Ezekiel chapter 8. Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 8. Ezekiel 8:8. Look at a man of God who was taken to a coven to see what they are doing there. Ezekiel 8:8. Then said he unto me, son of man, dig now in the wall, and when I dig in the wall, behold a door. And he said unto me, go in, and behold the wicked, notice the word wicked, wicked abominations that they do here. Wicked. If I slap your face now, boah, and you slap me back, boah, you are not a wicked person. I started it. But when I did not touch you, I've not harmed you. In fact, I'm kind to you, but you are beating me up. That's wickedness. Listen, especially those of us who have gone to too many schools, or over-educated, said, no, I've not offended anybody. I'm very kind to people. I'm very nice. So I don't see why anybody should trouble my life. Zero, zero, zero. In fact, it is when you have decided to fulfill your destiny that they're after you. This is a serious matter. This is why it's so easy for evil powers to grab educated people, because their mind sometimes is against the Bible. God pushed you to a position of publicity, a position of popularity. How is I went to Cambridge, I got a degree from Harvard. So you sat down and you think there are no people who want to push you out of the place. They are there. The coven powers. Wicked abominations that they do here. Verse 10. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel. And in the midst of them stood Jezaniah the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then said he unto me, son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chamber of his imagery? That is the example of a coven. If you get home, read Ezekiel 11, you see another example again of the coven. So a coven is a place of meeting to plan wickedness and destruction. A satanic house of parliament. A coven is a demonic court of judgment. That's why any dream about seeing yourself in the court, seeing yourself in the police station, you should deal with it terribly. If God takes you to a coven, you will see the inhabitants. You will see their physical looks. You can actually recognize the faces of those who are there. There are prayers you can pray inside the prayer room book. And as you are praying those prayers, you find yourself inside the witchcraft meeting. You will see them, but they can't see you. God will bring their picture to your face. You see them. Covens have their places of meetings. It could be a forest, between the trees, between the dungeon, between the rocks, between the shrines. It could be inside the charm that people use. The terrible thing is that the coven is a place of slaughter. Every coven has an evil altar in it. And in that coven, they give account of their various assignments. They decide those to be afflicted, those to be punished, those to be pinned, those to die, homes to scatter. Because in the covens are evil lawmakers and judicials. So everybody under any form of affliction is a slave or prisoner of some covens. Every family idol is an extension of a particular coven. every charm, spell, taboo, libation, fetish power, they are all directed by coven powers. Every diabolical act, every demonic medicine, every occultic medicine is the craft of a particular coven. It is the demons from such covens that make those charms effective. Covens have no age restriction. You can even find babies there. Some covens have supremacy over another coven. A native doctor can deliver you from a particular coven, but he will just take you to a worse coven and you don't know. Therefore, you have coven judgment, coven decree, coven assignment, coven manipulation, coven design, coven agenda, coven execution, coven imprisonment. A lot of people are prisoners under these powers. Do you find yourself tormented by intelligent power? You don't understand them. You are a prisoner of the coven. You have never really enjoyed your divine benefit. It's because you are a prisoner of a coven. You have plenty of unrepentant and stubborn household wickedness pursuing your life. It's because you are a prisoner in their coven. You are suffering from intensive marital attacks. It's because you are a prisoner of their coven. You find that most things you see good things but you don't attain them. It's because you are a prisoner of a coven. You are trying hard, but it seems as if the harder you try, the more the problems seem to suffocate your faith. It's because you are a prisoner of a coven. You find that members of your family are being caged by powers of darkness and you can't get them out. It's because you are a prisoner of a coven. You are living in a house 15 years, 20 years, your life has not moved forward. You are probably living on a coven house. You have talents, but you find that you can't really use them. Or you use them, others get the benefit. You don't get it. You are a prisoner of a coven. One problem goes, another problem comes. You find yourself pursued by the spirit of death and hell. You find yourself battling the kind of situations you don't understand and you can't master it. You are being troubled by the mystery of the leaking pockets. You get plenty of money, but you don't know what to do with them. It's because you are a coven prisoner. There are eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood coven. There are summoners coven. They call people out of the body. They are slave masters coven. They make the people walk in their sleep by using their spirit men. There is sexual coven. They draw people into sex. There are business hindering covens. They are sweepers coven. They sweep good things away. They are terror covens. There are infantile covens. The Bible says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth that you know shall set you free." How do you break the coven's influence over your life? The first thing is to surrender your life to Jesus. That one is not negotiable at all. The second thing is that you need to repent from every known sin. Because every sin in your life will strengthen the covens against you. The third thing is to pray for a revelation like Ezekiel. You pray inquiry prayer. "Lord, I want to see, I want to know, I want to understand." And he will tell you what is going on. Then you will disband the coven. You disband them, you pull them down, you destroy them. You forbid them from regathering. All covens are disgraced and disbanded using the scripture in Isaiah chapter 8. All covens, no matter how strong they are disbanded and disorganized using Isaiah chapter 8. Let's read it from verse 9 to 10. Open your Bible there. It's important you make this confession loud and clear. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 9 and 10. Are we there? We're going to read it militarily. Let's go. "Associate yourselves, O ye people, and ye shall be broken in pieces. And give ye all ye far countries. Guide yourself, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Guide yourself, and ye shall be broken in pieces." Verse 10. "Take counsel together. He shall come to naught. Speak the word, and he shall not stand. For God is with us." Read verse 10 again. All covens are broken using that scripture. Then the next thing to do is to recover what they have stolen from you. Then bring in the God of Elijah. The God of Elijah is the God that throws bombs into covens. Elijah stood on that celebrated Mount Carmel. He brought the coven people to the open. He was standing and 850 coven people were standing before him. And he confronted them. And he destroyed them. He knew that to leave them alive would be to continue the program. Until Elijah destroyed those prophets, rain did not begin to fall. There are plenty of situations where rain of blessings will never fall on particular people until their coven enemies are dead. This morning, this is what we're here for. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet. The kind of prayers we're going to pray here today will be what the destiny of so many people have been waiting for. And I want you to pray the prayers without any apology. But before we go into those prayers, if you are here this morning and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, you can't pray any anti-coven prayers. You'll be wasting time. So I want you to surrender your life to Jesus. So wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, say, man of God, I want to surrender my life to Jesus today. Just leave that seat where you are. Find a way to the altar here. Hurry up, because we don't have time. We want to go and pray. You want to surrender your life to Jesus so that you too can deal with the covens. Find a way very quickly to the altar here. Jesus is waiting for you here. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Those of you at the front, I congratulate you. Taking the most important decision in life, close your eyes where you are and bow down your head and say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. I know you care for me. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. Beginning from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. I pray that you keep them standing by your power. The decision they've taken today shall be permanent in their lives. They shall be established in your kingdom. Today that they are surrendering their lives to Jesus, let them have uncommon miracles. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, pray. The rest of us, let's bow down our heads and begin to talk to the Lord. The Father, any sin that will keep any coven fighting me in place, forgive me now, because I want to scatter them this morning. Any sin that will strengthen them against me, forgive me now. Open your mouth, just pray it. Amen. Rise up on your feet now, if you are sitting down. This is not the kind of prayer you pray and you sit down. We have few minutes to pray. These prayers will bring a terrible damage on anyone here who's been troubled by coven powers. Sing this song loud and clear before you go into this warfare. Sing it with a military violence. There is power, there is power, there is power in the blood. There is power, there is power in. There is power, there is power, there is power in the blood. There is power, there is power, there is power. Yes. There is power, there is power, there is power in the blood. There is power, there is power, there is power in the blood. There is victory, there is victory, there is victory in the blood. There is. There is power, there is power, there is power in the blood. There is power, there is power, there is power in the blood. The blood of Jesus, the blood that conquers it. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood. Oh yes, oh yes. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood.
the blood that conquers it. The blood of Jesus, the blood that conquers it. The blood of Jesus, the blood. There is power. There is power. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is
power.
Yes.
There is power in the blood of Jesus.
There is power, there is power, there is power in the blood of Jesus.
There is power,
there is power
in the blood of Jesus.
There is power, there is power in the blood of Jesus.
There is power, there is power in the blood of Jesus.
There is power. Power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power. Wonder walking power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power. Wonder walking power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Shout hallelujah! Shout a coven destroying hallelujah! You know, by the time the children of Israel shouted by Jericho, the shout brought Jericho down. Shout a coven destroying hallelujah. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It is without volume. I want you to pray the few prayers you want to pray now. If you pray anti-coven prayers here today, and your voice disappears and the covens are destroyed, your voice will be back, because then you'll have done a very good bargain. But to pray like a gentleman here and the coven still remains in place, it means you have come here to waste time. The Bible says, right from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Caesar shout this after me with holy anger. Oh God of Elijah! Arise! Scatter witchcraft covens. Assigned against my life. Sisters, can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? Mm-hmm. Oh God of Elijah, arise! Scatter witchcraft covens. Assigned against my life. Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Everybody together now! Aha! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. There must be a scattering here today. Something must happen. Something must happen. Something must happen. Master Kapola Kayabo Shendara Bakanda. The ribos upon the Kayabo Shantara Bokonta Manarabos upon the Kayabo Shant. Yes, God of Elijah must arise in your place of work. He must arise in that marriage. He must arise in that business. He must arise. Masakapoyabo Shantara Baka. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Aha, aha. Something is up already. But support and the car. But rebook upon the car, Aboshanda. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. I told you. That's right. The prison of the coven has been broken open. And the prisoners have been set free. Yes, that evil growth on your body has just disappeared. That spirit of paralysis has just left that person. Yes.
the unusual flies and the unusual birds that have been visiting you, by the time you get home, you'll find them dead. All those coven powers that have been sitting on the progress of your children, they have been dismantled now. Every passport confiscated by the coven, certificates confiscated by the coven, they have been released now. 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 All the promotions confiscated by the covens, they have been released now. That's right. Shout this again after the order of Elisha. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Bomb every coven assigned against me. Bomb every coven assigned against me. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Bomb every coven assigned against me. In the name of Jesus, just call on the Lord God of Elijah. Let him bomb the coven to pieces. Let him bomb the coven to pieces. In the name of Jesus, just the must bomb to pieces. In the name of Jesus. Masekaya boshenda rabokonda raba. Ribosaponde kaya boshente raba. Aha! Don't negotiate. Today is not a day to negotiate. It's not a day to negotiate. Yes, be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released from the coven prisons. Be released. Be released. Be released. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. In Jesus' name we pray. I have someone here. You are praying with holy anger. What one power was saying. But your uncle is part of the coven. It's too late now. The line has already been drawn. Thou coven of darkness, condemning my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, set the covens ablaze by the power of the Holy Ghost. Set it ablaze. 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 Set it ablaze by the power of the Holy Ghost. Set the covens ablaze in the name of Jesus. Masakatende kaya boshanda. Set it ablaze in the name of Jesus. Set it ablaze. Set it ablaze. Set it ablaze in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This is wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Silence, beloved. Listen and mark these words and note today's date. The covens that have closed the gate of childbearing, they've been scattered now. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. That's the power of God coming upon you there. The covens that have closed the gate of marriage against you is on fire now. Yes, that's the power of God coming upon you. That's the power of God coming upon you. That's the power of God coming upon you. Pasatende kandayaba. Rebosende keyabo shenta. Aha. Aha. Listen, 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 listen. Seven persons are here. Even as we're talking here, there are coven meetings taking place in your father's compound in the village. The padlock that they have used against your life has caught fire now. The padlock is on fire, it's on fire. And the coven have been scattered. They've been scattered, they've been scattered, they've been scattered. Masikate yabo shende rabo kompolaka. Rabo sapande ke yabo. Aha. Listen, beloved. There's someone here. Now that the coven that has swallowed your money has scattered, The Lord will give you a contract that will make all your past poverty a story. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shout this with boiling anger. My body. Hear the word of the Lord. Jump out of every coven prison. My body. Hear the word of the Lord. Jump out of coven prisons. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jump out of every coven prison. In the name of Jesus. Jump out. Jump out. Jump out. In the name of Jesus. Jump out. In the name of Jesus. Masekapoya boshendera bakayaba. Something is happening here. Something is happening here. Something is happening here. Masekaya boshenta. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Yes. Yes. Say, every prophet of Baal challenging my God. Can you say that loud and clear? Die! In the name of Jesus. Yes, deal with the prophets challenging your God. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Yes. Masapokotenda kaya boshanda. Dariabo sombo kontela kaya boshanda. Yes. Yes. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is about to happen. There are people here, what should have made you to prosper? Your virtue was captured by the coven of your father's house, but that has been released to you now. Yes. That's stubborn, the stubborn high blood pressure, the stubborn spirit husband, both issues have now been disgraced. That kind of result that you brought here was a picture from the coven. It's not your lot. It has been cancelled now. Aha. You now shout this loud and clear. Arrows from wicked covens. Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Deal with the arrows. In the name of Jesus. Bakate sepende ke yabo shente yaba. Receive. Receive your deliverance. Receive your healing. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody is receiving a new set of eyes. Somebody is receiving a new kidney. Somebody is receiving a new womb. Check those lumps on the breast. Check the skin attacks. They are all plantation from the coven. They've gone back there. Say, coven judgment against me. Expire! In the name of Jesus. Yes. Expire. In Jesus' name we pray. Coven decree against me. Expire! In the name of Jesus. Command it to expire.
aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Coven decision against my life. Expire in the name of Jesus. Command it to expire. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Three prayers before we sit down for a little bit. Something is happening over there. Your visa breakthrough is manifesting now. The power that is making nothing to work for you has been scattered completely. Three prayers. Aha. So every common power expecting my obituary. Can you shout it loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. This is not a day to negotiate. This is a day to fire the arrows back. Pasikaya boshende rabokoraba. Every common power expecting my obituary. Your time is up now. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha, aha, aha. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Two more. Every coven power gathering to celebrate my fall. Can you say this with only anger? You are a liar. In the name of Jesus. Yes, if they are gathering to celebrate my fall, it is a lie. Masikaya bo shem teraba. Tia karibo sepende kayaba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, this one, before we sit down, make sure that nobody's voice is louder than yours. And until I see things happening, I will not ask you to stop. Coven powers in my place of birth. Assign against my life. Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now with a very loud voice, louder than the ones you have been using to pray since. Pick any song of praises and sing it loud to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Any song of praises, sing it to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All eyes closed. The prayers we have prayed just now, only heavens can quantify the benefit it has done to our lives. For these prayers that we have done, they have terminated profitless hard work, they have terminated marital distress, they have terminated failure at the edge of breakthrough, they have terminated joblessness, they have terminated constant witchcraft attacks. They've terminated the spirit of death and hell. They have brought forth academic success. It has removed the mark of hatred.
It has removed failure of many firstborns. It has cancelled many clinical prophecies. It has brought uncommon favor. Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Sing this song loud and clear. Sing it louder than anyone around you. Sing it with a voice lifted high and strong in appreciation for what God has done here today and is still about to do now. This is my story. This is my song. Praise in my Savior. All the Lord. This is my story. This is my song. Praise it, my Savior. All I have. Sing it again loud and clear. This is my story. Praise my Savior, all the Lord. This is my story. This is my song. Praise my Savior. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great thing. Hallelujah. He has done great thing. Hallelujah. He has done great thing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Listen very carefully. There are 7 sealing prayers to pray to withdraw all those things we have lost into the covens. Let's bring out our prayer request now. 7 sealing prayers while you hold your prayer letters in your arm. We have few minutes to pray them. So pray them with fire. Every coven incantation assigned against my life, die in the name of Jesus. Yes. Masekaya Boshenderaba. In Jesus' name we pray. My wealth stolen by the covens, be released by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and recover your wealth. In Jesus' name we pray. Serpents and scorpions from the covens, dry up. Die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it loud and clear. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. So every power gathered to mock me, scatter
In the name of Jesus.
Masekaya boshendera basantaya ba. In Jesus' name we pray.
Say, my Father, use my life to show the world that you have not changed. My Father, use my life to show the world that you have not changed. In the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and declare that prayer.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Owners of evil load,
from the covens of darkness, carry your load in the name of Jesus.
Command them to carry their load.
In Jesus' name we pray.
One more before you grow.
Every coffin of my father's house, down! In the name of Jesus, kill the covens. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Father, we thank you for these prayer letters. Answer them by fire. By the next palm of changes, let everyone presented there become bigger bundles of testimonies. It is written that you to the hills shall raise up your head. From there comes your help. Your help comes from the Lord who made heavens and earth. Do not suffer your feet to be moved. For it that keepeth you in no slumber, that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep your going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague move near your camp. Go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now listen before you go. Say what I'm going to say now after me. Say, I will not allow myself to be provoked out of my breakthrough. A warning from the Lord. Because of the prayers we have prayed here today, the enemy will want to play a return match. And the method to use is to annoy you, to provoke you to anger. Refuse to be angry. Refuse to be angry. Refuse to be angry. So that you won't lose the blessings. Let us share the grace in fellowship.